Hey guys, before we jump in, I want to invite you to follow me on socials. You can follow me on Twitter at WhatIWillSayPod, on Instagram at WhatIWillSay, also on TikTok at WhatIWillSay, and of course, WhatIWillSay.tumblr.com will take you to my blog where you can keep up with my day-to-day pop culture takes. If you want to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. Just search WhatIWillSay to access hours upon hours of bonus content, our secret community Discord, and so much more. Or if the Patreon's not for you, you can give us a 5-star rating and a good review, or even just tell a friend about the show. All of those things help us out a lot. Thanks guys, enjoy the show.
I tried to explain Tilly to my dad this morning, and then I was trying
Your dad like listens to this shit. I would never be able to like talk to anyone normal about this.
Yeah, I mean, he'll listen to anything. Then he'll start. Anytime I tell him I have a poet podcast, he just starts talking about Joe Rogan, and like he wants me to be the next Joe Rogan, I guess. And I'm like, Joe Rogan's gross. Joe Rogan gives like platforms to like gross alt-right people. And like, I have no interest in Joe Rogan. Please stop talking to me about Joe Rogan. Like, I think I had to tell him no more Joe Rogan conversation.
It's a Joe Rogan free zone.
Yeah. But, and then I was like, yeah, the thing about Tilly is it makes me think that maybe less late stage songs are about Diana. And I hate that. And I was like, but honestly, like that kind of makes the most sense. I mean, you know, Swift Run was so long ago. And then I was like, but, you know, Diana is doing all this weird stuff. Like, she posted about leaning into cottagecore on Instagram. And my dad's like, what's cottagecore? And I'm like, it's like a lesbian thing. It's like being out in the woods, like being a wood fairy, nymph, witch. And he was like, I think I'm cottagecore.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, Dad, you're really not. I was
Dad,
like,
shut up.
You're really not cottagecore. You're, like, preppy as fuck. And he was like, I'm not a prep. And he literally said it like Ebony, Dimension, Darkness, Raven way.
Oh, my God.
And I was like,
literally.
Dad, you were a frat boy. Like, you're such a prep. But right. He doesn't think he is. But he was a frat boy in the 70s. They were kind of like the anti-frat at Auburn. Oh. Like, but anyway, welcome back to Clownery Wonderland. This is Cam, and I'm here with Kara.
Hello.
And I think we're going to talk about Tilly. First, a little disclaimer. This is a fucking joke podcast, and if you don't get that, you shouldn't listen to it. But yeah, so somebody in on the blog a couple nights ago. And said, okay, I have a DeLulu theory. Please read, laughing my ass off. So basically, when Taylor was with Carly and she did the Victoria's Secret fashion show, she made lots of model friends, including Lily Donaldson. During 2016, when Taylor was rarely seen and Carly was on her way to becoming a cushioner, Lily and Taylor hung out a lot, either with friends or alone, like on the My Uber Driver is Pretty post. Also, during the 2016 fiasco, Taylor's quote-unquote squad started to disassociate themselves from Taylor. And that's the first part of the anon. And I don't remember the second part. Then I don't have it saved. Should I go get it?
Right. No, I don't think so.
But essentially, they were. This was the anon that sort of set everything off. Set off the Tilly firestorm on the blog. And I have never had so much traffic. Even when Diana got divorced, like, there was much less. Like, I must have gotten 50 anons that night, and the next day it's the same amount. And still today, they're still kind of coming in. Apparently, a lot of people think Taylor has had something with Lily Donaldson, but the anon I keep kind of getting from different people is, yeah, I messaged Kaylor blogs about this when it was going on, but they always shut it down. But of course, you know, here at SwiftGround Nation, we are Team Chaos all the way. So I have no, I mean, SwiftGround's sunk and dead and in the ocean, you know, except for a few little interesting things here and there, like Diana being at SNL, for example, which is very interesting, but who knows why. So I have no emotional attachment to a SwiftGround endgame because I know we're not going to get one.
Right.
But I think some Kaylors have an attachment to a Kaylor endgame. And mm-hmm. I get it. I mean, that's fine. If you want to have that, that's fine. But I'm going to have discussion.
They're real people. It's not a TV show, so you can't control the outcome. So just, like, roll with it.
Just roll with it.
I think it's fun.
Same. But you know, let's go ahead and trigger one for Kaylors. We're gonna say a bunch of stuff like Kaylor broke up in, like, 2016 and definitely was not together. And I think Taylor got with Lily, and then I think she got back with Carly, and then there's some people who think she may be back with Lily. We're still sort of trying to parse it out, but
right. Because with Lily, she's extremely private. There's not that much to really go off of.
Yes. So we've got a working timeline, and mm-hmm. I say let's jump in, go over the timeline, which isn't too extensive, but there is a good timeline. And then maybe go over what songs we think might be about Lily.
Yeah.
So Taylor meets both Carly and Lily at the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show in 2013. That's 11, November 13th or November 12th of rehearsals. November 13th is the show. Also, what's really interesting is right after that, you have Diana posting that picture of that broken lamp saying there's beauty in the breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the I'm Not the Only One music video, she cries next to a broken lamp as she gets cheated on. So, little Swift Run crumb.
Yes, we survive off
crumb. Swift Run broken lamp crumb. Look, I'm just saying. Then you have Taylor and Carly getting ready together at the Met Gala. And Lily is there too, and they all leave together. By that point, Taylor and Carly have already gone on their big road trip together. Mm-hmm. And taking all those gay photos and everything.
So at this point, we're definitely thinking Taylor and Carly are together.
Yeah, for sure. At the by May 2014, absolutely. I do think, you know, you had Diana, you had Taylor going to the Glee set that early winter or spring of 2014. Mm-hmm. And you have Taylor writing about having to let love go and moving to New York and stuff in January. So I think Swift Run went on, was pining after one another a little longer than we know, but.
Or who knows, things could have been complicated. Things could have been off and on with Taylor even in the beginning. I mean, I don't know.
We literally know very little, but we're going to, you know, we're going to speculate wildly anyway.
For all the options out there, it's okay. It's really okay.
We don't have much between Lily and Taylor after that Met Gala where they're all hanging out. But I think it's interesting that Lily is hanging out with Taylor, like they're all friends, you mm-hmm. know, which is cool. Also, I'm going to go ahead and note that Lily definitely seems to have had something with Rihanna, which is super hot, and points for Lily for that.
So have we ever gotten any kind of confirmation from Rihanna that she's not straight? I don't really know much about her or her history or anything like that. There's certainly a lot of stuff that comes up when you search Rihanna bisexual. There's like pages and pages of different things. So I'm going to assume that, you know, there's enough smoke there to say that she probably is, but I don't want to be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm seeing a ton of results as well.
Yeah.
Rihanna's just too fucking cool to be straight.
Oh, and her rumors go back like a year. Not a year, God, 10 years at least. There's articles coming up from like 2011, 2010, 2012, so.
I don't think she's actually said it.
I don't know. She apparently has a song where she uses like female pronouns in it and stuff too.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's done that stuff. She has a new fucking album coming out. Y'all get excited for Rihanna's new album.
Yeah, good for her.
I know. I can't wait. We'll have to listen to it and review it or something. By Icon Rihanna. yeah, I feel like she is kind of softly out as queer. So that's interesting. Also, at one point, Lily gets asked about love. Somebody, they're playing a word association game with her in a interview. And they say love. And she gives a little coy smile and she says secrets. So...
which is interesting.
What does a fucking white Victoria's Secret supermodel have to be secret about her love for?
Right. I mean, I guess these three people can be using secret to mean like I keep my relationship secret, but it's more private, I would say, than secret when it comes to like a kind of quiet heterosexual
relationship. That's my whole thing with Joe. They are not secret. They're private if they're real.
Right. Exactly.
Anyway, Rihanna... by Icon Rihanna seemed to have something with Lily at some point. So for about a year, we don't get anything from Tilly. But February 25th, 2015, they're at the Brit Awards. Taylor, Carly, and Lily all attend. And by the way, this is the last public Taylor interaction for 4 or 5 months until June due to Kissgate. Also, that is right after the big photo shoot on the road with Taylor Swift and Carly Kloss. Wedding photo shoot was what it looks like to me came out. And of course, then we got the 143 Remember Those Days tweet and Instagram post from Diana. She's such a freak for doing that on Maine. Then a month later, we've got Lily Aldridge tagging Taylor in an Instagram post of the song Twilight by Elliot Smith, which contains the lyric, "But I'm already somebody's baby." We don't know what that means, but maybe Taylor's falling for someone, but she's already with Carly. Also, at the beginning of 2015, you have Blinds going into Inti saying that Taylor is no longer friends I think those were plants. Sean has been telling me about blinds. That will be on the next Sean episode. We talk about Auntie and blinds. She says he has really good sources, so if he posts them, you should keep an eye out. However, those sources may be telling lies to sow a narrative. So if Kaler was going underground due to Kissgate, then sending in blinds to Auntie saying they're not even friends anymore would make a lot of sense. Then you have the 1989 tour in Chicago in June 19th, 2015. And both Carly and Lily are on stage with her, which is just like so delicious and messy. It's interesting that she has them walking out to style.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what that means? Then you have October 14th, Suki posts a picture of a version of the squad, which is Suki, Taylor, Kara, Lily, Carly, Zoe, and Serena Williams. On May 2nd, 2016, Taylor writes King of My Heart. And I feel like there's really good evidence that she was talking to Carly that day. I cannot remember all the evidence, but I'm pretty sure it's safe to say King of My Heart's about Carly. September 12th, 2016, Carly's photograph leaving Taylor's Cornelia Street apartment. September 17th, 2016, Taylor records Gorgeous. I've seen some other evidence that Taylor wrote a recorded Gorgeous on the Kings of Leon concert date, which is a month later, that Taylor and Lily went to together, and Joe was also there. But maybe not. Maybe there isn't evidence of that. Actually, I think that's the thing. I think she tried to make people think she wrote it that day or recorded it that day, because that's when she supposedly met Joe, or, you know, reconnected with Joe.
Right.
But I think she recorded it earlier. So in September of 2016, you have Don't Blame Me, In-Game, Ready For It, and So It Goes all being recorded. And I think So It Goes, actually, we know was written back in 2015 from all those tweets that came out. And we know So It Goes is about Diana, so we can but
right.
Then you have that Kings of Leon concert where Taylor and Lily are attending together. And there is footage of her singing Gorgeous where she has the same clothes on that she had on that night. And Joe is there as well. So I think that might be kind of a straight splain, like a het flamp. Then the next day, on October 13th, you have Carly, Taylor, and Lily all going to a party at the Bowery Hotel. Joe is Pat leaving the party. Taylor goes home and films herself writing Gorgeous. Assumptions have been made that it was about Joe, but my theory is that maybe this was about Taylor seeing Lily as more than a friend for the first time. Ooh, drama! Because Carly's Ooh. There that night too. I don't know. Then you have a Halloween party on Halloween a couple weeks later in 2016. Carly's not there, but Taylor and Lily both are. And there's pictures of them together. I think Taylor's dressed up as Deadpool. So you have Lord's birthday party on November 7th, 2016. And this is the last time Carly are seen in each other's presence up until Rep Tour 19 or 18 months later in 2018. Which, by the way, let's pause. You did not know.
I did not.
You did not know that Kaler did not hang out from November 2016 to August, end of August 2018. You didn't know that.
I didn't. So, I mean, I have to be honest here. I mean, I don't follow the Kaler timeline that closely because I'm just not interested in Kaler. I mean, I think it's cute. And of course, like, I care about Taylor. But, like, that relationship to me isn't something that I've deep dived into. I mean, I know the basics and everything, of course, but I didn't realize that they hadn't been regularly hanging out since 2016, because here I was thinking that they had been hanging out up until 2018. Huh? And so I know a lot of the Kaler narrative is like that they were together for so long, and I was thinking, oh yeah, they've been together from what, 2014 through 2018, that's 4 years. But no, they stopped hanging out in 2016, and I had no idea. What kind of frustrates me a little bit, too, is that there's so many loud Kalers, even on Twitter, even the ones who aren't convinced that they're still together, but they'll just act as if every song or, like, every romantic thing Taylor does or everything she says is attributed to Carly. And I'm like, if she hasn't been regularly seen with Carly since 2016, other than, like, one or two instances in between, which, I mean, could just be a matter of whatever. I'm not saying they didn't hook up in between, but why do they just assume that she's been what, either if they don't think Joe's real, they think she's just been single this whole time, just heartbroken over Carly because Carly's her one true love. Like, she could easily have had another relationship in between that time, or Joe could be real, or she could at least have had, you know, some casual or like a little bit less long-term relationships that she's writing about. Like, everything doesn't have to be about Carly Kloss.
No, because everything's about Diana.
Yeah, right, exactly. No. But because I care much more about Taylor and her journey and her, you know, whatever.
Well, I do think Taylor appreciates that you care about her so much.
Yeah.
Taylor, come on the pod. We love you.
Yeah, Taylor, come on the pod.
We're here for you, Taylor. We're not here for any shit. We're not here for Carly Kloss. We're not here for Diana. I mean, we are here for Diana,
but not with you.
Not with you, unless you want to be with her, and then we definitely support that.
We're right here for you. And yes, we're joking. We don't think Taylor listens.
We don't think anybody. We don't even think you, listener. We don't even think you listen to the podcast. Nobody listens to this podcast. It's just us screaming to a void. Okay, this is all a joke.
We're just messing around. It's fine.
I'm here for chaos. I am here for what drama. I'm here for true love. I'm here for Taylor finding her true love. Whoever.
Here for Taylor's journey.
I'm here for Taylor coming out tonight when she sings Betty. And she
I'm here for
kisses.
Taylor's music.
She makes out with some woman on stage.
Oh, yeah. On the Country Music Awards.
At the Country Music Awards, I think she is going to make out with Carly Kloss on stage. Live.
Oh, absolutely.
In Nashville. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm here for all of it. I'm here for chaos. I'm here for Taylor to find her true love. I don't care who it is. I'm going to figure it out, though. Okay, I'm probably not going to figure it out, but I'm going to try.
Yeah.
So on November 19th, 2016, Taylor posts a Polaroid of herself. It's just like a nice picture, or I mean, it's kind of like a picture of her, and it has, "How would you feel having a song written about you written on it in red?" And it just, that's kind of creepy.
Makes me think it was something someone said to her.
Yeah, I think it is somebody, something said to her, and I think she wanted to remember it. And
right.
Okay, can I take a Swift Run crumb?
I knew you were going to go with it. It's in red ink.
Can I snort a little bit of Wonderland here for a second and say it's in red ink? Maybe Diana said that to her.
I don't think so. I just feel like everything that has to do with the color red or the color gold isn't necessarily tied back to either of them.
Yeah, because I think we've proven that gold is a Tilly color, but we'll get into that. So then we have the most important Tilly day, I think, and that's Thanksgiving, 11/24, November 24, 2016. Taylor is on Lily's Snapchat driving her around, and Taylor posts Lily on her Instagram and says she's thankful for her. And Lily and
is
other
it just
friends.
Lily? In the
yeah.
picture?
Ooh, okay. Well, I don't know. She did post a picture of them alone together. I'm not sure if that's the thankful post or not. They're all taken down now because we're about to go into reputation blackout. That's really annoying. Let me see if I can find it.
You know what I saw today? So you can cut this out, but I was lurking through like who Diana follows on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And she still does follow Taylor. And I'm like, that's so funny. Taylor doesn't follow her back. I'm like, you're such a fan.
Now there's two photos. So there's two interesting Thanksgiving photos. There's one where she's getting a piggyback ride from Lily, where that is like, that's girlfriend behavior. And then there's also one where they're all laughing, like everybody seems to be sort of freaking out a bit on the grass. And Lily is sitting next to Taylor, and it looks like Taylor kind of, their legs are touching. And like, it looks like Taylor might have her arm wrapped around Lily's leg.
I think she does.
It's hard to tell, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not 100% sure, but that is what it looks like.
I mean, you can absolutely see their legs touching. And they're leaning right. towards each other as they laugh. And then also, there's a picture of them at dinner, and Lily sits next to Taylor. Which, that makes me laugh as well. That sort of just reminds me of, like... Do you know how when you... this is how it is for me, anyway. When you have a crush on... Mm-hmm. a girl, you're always trying to sit next to her.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would always, like, just be kind of freaking out the second it was, like, time to, like, figure out who you're going to sit next to at a meal or whatever. If there was a girl I had a crush on or wanted to be with, like, I would always sort of be, like, trying to calculate and, like, do the physics of how, you know, how can I make sure I sit next to this girl or as close to her as possible or across from her so we can talk all night or like whatever. And there's like tons of people in this photo. So you have Lily sitting next to Taylor in this photo of them all together at dinner. And it just reminds me of like always sitting next to your number one, like always trying to sit next to the one who's the most special to you. I don't know. That's me. The other thing you get is Taylor's mannequin challenge video where they put on Black Beatles and they all pretended to be mannequins for a minute. And then the music like kicks in or whatever. And they all start dancing and Lily is standing next to Taylor and somebody is sort of pointing out Lily looks sort of out of place and like more attached to Taylor than anyone else. Like, I mean, I don't read into visuals that much because it's just a few, it's just like 1 minute of time. But somebody did sort of say the body language of that video seemed like Lily was very just attuned and drawn into Taylor. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I vibe with that. I mean, I sort of see it. It's not conclusive to me, but it does just look like they're all out there living their best lives, having a ton of fun. And I'm wondering where, if Kayla's still on, where is Carly at this Friendsgiving?
Right. You would think she would be there.
It doesn't make sense. So here's what's interesting is you start to get all the Joe lover diary stuff. So this is while Taylor is basically starting to say, I'm hiding out with my new love. And of course, that's supposed to be Joe.
And it's funny because there's like a lot of similarities between Lily and Joe, right? I mean, they're both blonde, blue eyes from
Camden, London.
Right. Secret, or at least like very private people, not anywhere near as famous as Taylor or even, I mean, I don't know about Lily, but, you know, not as much in the public eye as Carly or even Diana were, or of course, any of Taylor's boyfriends who have been all pretty mm-hmm. famous.
Also, oh, one more thing about Thanksgiving is you have that Lily, Taylor driving Lily and only Lily around that day. And she has my Uber driver so pretty on her Snapchat. And Taylor looks over, sees her filming and just gives this real handsome giggle. And she runs her hand through her hair and she just, there's just a little sparkle in her eye. And maybe I'm reading right. into it, but it was girlfriend.
I mean, it's flirty.
It was absolutely flirty energy.
Yeah.
So to me, Thanksgiving is like the biggest Tilly day. So I say we celebrate Tilly as a group on Thanksgiving. Don't have Thanksgiving with your families, guys. Come have it with Surfrun Nation or Tilly Nation, to celebrate. Because we have lots of Surfrun days, and I'm sure Kayla has days. I don't even care. But I think I'm claiming Thanksgiving for Tilly Nation.
I think so.
So then in December, you get the social media blackout for Reputation. And let's remember, as we're talking about, you know, different lyrics and different, you know, different things, of course, I really vibe with the idea that You're Caught What You Want is a Carly song, and she literally will sing sometimes Carly Would You Want. But the lyric, I recall late November holding my breath, slowly I said, you don't need to save me, but would you run away with me? That late November,
yeah, that would be Thanksgiving.
Who's she talking about? And we think she met Joe months earlier, right? So why is she singing about late November? I feel like they just started to get together in November.
That could be.
You have Lord's birthday party, the last time Taylor and Carly are seen together at the very beginning of November. And then boom, you have Lily's at Thanksgiving. Carly's nowhere to be seen. Taylor's singing about late November, holding my breath. Would you run away with me?
Yeah.
But a couple weeks later, you have on Taylor's birthday, 12/13/2016, you have Carly posting a birthday post while she's in Australia. And then on January 3rd, 2017, we start to get these lover journal entries, which I take with a grain of salt. I feel like Taylor lies. Taylor probably planted fake diary entries and she probably changed the dates on some. But
of course.
But what else can we do but take them at face value? Because we can't sit around and, like, I don't think they're all lies.
Right. I'm sure some are real and some are kind of
manipulated.
Yeah, manipulated.
But, I mean, I still fuck with them because they're really good content to try and analyze.
Right.
Like, what else are we supposed to do in this pandemic end times days, right?
Exactly.
So we have the journal entry from that January in 2017 that says, I got all scared about the future because so much has changed in the last year of my life. I mean, this time last year, I was living in LA, getting ready for the Grammys. Now I'm essentially based in London, hiding out and trying to protect us from the nasty world that just wants to ruin things. We have been together and no one has found out for 3 months now. I want it to stay that way because I don't want anything about this to change or become too complicated or intruded upon. But it's senseless to worry about someday not being happy when I am happy now. Okay, breathe. A lot, right? So I know that that post isn't about Carly. They have been together since 2014. She's not saying, I think Kayla's mostly think, you know, these diary entries are just complete het plants to, you know, show for Joe to make people think Joe is real, which maybe they're right. But if they're not, who is she writing about?
It could be
Lily. The timeline, the way it all lines up, it really fits that it might be Lily. And it's also very interesting to me that if you believe Joe's a beard, who did he come in to cover up?
Exactly.
Why was Taylor saying, I need a new beard. He needs to be British. He needs to have blue eyes. He needs to have this blondish hair. And he needs to be from Camden and all this stuff that lines up with fucking Lily.
Exactly.
I feel like Taylor gets new beards to suit her new girlfriends.
Right.
That's not always.
Right.
Right. And we'll talk about that in a second. But not always, because Connor and Harry were both covers for Diana, I strongly believe. But I think, like, Connor, I don't think was suited to be a beard. Like, he was, like, still a kid. Like, he couldn't go out and do things and be out and about. And it I also weird. Don't think, I don't think Diana liked him.
I don't have any opinion on that, but I do think that it was a really weird choice.
It was a bad choice.
Bad choice, not cute. He was literally still in high school.
It's so gross.
And then just turned 18.
Hollywood disgusts me. Anyway, these journal entries, I mean, that a lot of the time just like, I'm hiding us out. We've been hiding for 3 months. Nobody has found out. And of course, nobody, she says, no one has found out for 3 months now. And of course, no one ever has found out officially, like in the mainstream general public about Taylor or her girlfriends, but maybe she's talking about her friends, you know, like that would know, like the other models, the rest of the squad, you know, or Jack or anyone like that she trusts. Maybe right. She's talking about any of them. Maybe she and Lily were a complete secret, even from people in the inner circle for a while.
Yeah, that could be.
In January 8th, Taylor shoots the I Don't Want to Live Forever music video in London secretly. So, you know, she's still working and stuff, but she's doing it all very on the down low. Which, what's so dumb is everybody found out about Joe in the end anyway. So what is she even trying to hide? It just...
Exactly. It wasn't like it was going to... There was any way it was going to remain secret.
It just doesn't make sense to me. Then on January 27th, it's Lily's birthday in 2017, Taylor wishes her a happy birthday on Instagram. Taylor posts a very sort of raunchy picture of her and Lily with paint on Lily's face and they're close together. And she says, I love you, at Lily Donaldson, happy birthday. And then she comments the Union Jack flag, the American flag, and a heart. And then Lily comments back on it and she says, oh, the funnest night, haha. And she puts paint easels and she says, love you, at Taylor Swift. And the paint easels are interesting. They went to like a paint party together. And of course we have talking about painting walls and such in later lyrics. So is that about Lily? Then on, and here, okay, this is the most interesting. On February 17th, 2017, Lily posts an Instagram story of her cooking and you can hear Taylor's voice in the background. Did you hear that when that went around on the blog?
I don't think so.
Do you want to listen to it and see if you think it's her?
Yeah. And is there anyone else there that we know of? Or
it sounds like there might be a couple people around, but the point is she's with Lily when during this sort of baby relationship stage where it's all supposed to be Joe.
Okay, let me go. Listen. I actually can't tell.
That's fair. I mean, you're our kind of resident skeptic, so I kind of wouldn't expect anything less. But I hear Taylor's.
I mean, it's
very
not that I'm
clear bass.
Say, oh, I hear Taylor. I just don't really know if I can tell if I can hear or not because the her saying no is like too loud.
To me, I can hear it really clear. I just as clearly as you can sort of make out anything. It does sound like Taylor to me. It's just that sort of I don't want to say monotone, but she speaks lower and she just sort of keeps her voice like this. And when Taylor talks, she likes to talk like this, and she doesn't get too pitchy, really. You know, she just always is sort of, you know, keeping it like that. That's how she talks to me. And that's what I hear in the video. But we'll maybe do some more research on that. But I think, and it's not just like crazy Tillys or crazy Gaylers. Like, I think like Taylor Swift updates are like one of the Taylor Swift. I mean, there's like 1,000 different Twitter accounts that like follow Taylor and keep up with her.
Right.
But they posted and they were like, hey, we hear Taylor in the background of this video. So straight on her too.
So if other people can hear it. I mean, I'm not the best at hearing things if like there's other noises going on. Like, I've never really been good at that, like picking that out. So it could honestly just be me. I mean, I just can't tell because her voice is so loud. Like when I'm playing it in my headphones. So it's like, I can't even hear the background.
Yeah. I think it's her and other people did too. It's not just crazy gays, you know? So.
Right.
Then, in April, she stops renting the Cornelia Street apartment. And then in May 17, 2017, Joe and Taylor are photographed on a balcony in Nashville and go public right before Taylor puts her music on Spotify. So that just feels very PR, right, to me?
Yeah.
So you have tracks of Reputation. You have the lead single coming out August 24, 2017. Look What You Made Me Do. At some point, Lily posts a Instagram story in support of Reputation, either when these lead singles came out or maybe when the album drops in November. It is really jarring when you look to see that you had 3 whole years of no Taylor album. 1989 in October 2014, and then you go all the way to November 2017 for Reputation. And that's just kind of crazy to me.
That is a long time.
And I think it just goes to show like kind of how disrupted her life was by Kimye, and then I don't even know what. Carly, Lily, who knows? Like, all sorts of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And, of course, the election, too. Which we didn't put that in the timeline. Of course, everybody knows when Trump was elected. But here's what's interesting is in November of 2017, on November 8th, you do have Carly presenting Taylor with the CMA Award for Better Man. So I don't know if the people who put that show together thought they were being cute, if they really didn't know and just thought Carly was still her friend, or if it was a secret coded message to TTB to let her know that things were still good. I don't know.
That's probably what she thinks.
Then December 11th, 2017, Taylor's stunting with Joe right before the Reputation tickets come out. And there was a lot of like drama and like people were saying, oh, Taylor can't sell out the stadium show. Oh, Taylor can't sell out for Reputation tour. Taylor's over. Kanye ended her, sort of nobody likes her anymore. And then of course, Reputation tour went on to set records upon records for how much money she made with that and how successful it was. And we love that for her. Then January 26, 2018, Lily disappears from social media. And I think this is when they break up. At least the first time. I think Tilly 1.0 is over. Because in February 2018, you have Carly and Taylor supposedly both in Big Sur at the same time. Which, up until now, I've always seen that and been like, eh, maybe they were, maybe they weren't. I don't care too much because it's like Taylor timeline. But now that it's intruding on the Tilly timeline, I'm thinking Taylor's going back to Carly.
Right.
What do we think Diana's doing at this time? I'm just kidding. Nothing.
What time is this?
We're in February 2018. So on March 13, 2018, Taylor covers September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And she changes the lyrics to the 28th night of September. And who knows what that's supposed to mean. It might just be a Joe plant. I don't know. June 18, 2018, Taylor records Lover. So it had been written before that. And I think Lover is a Lily song.
I'm going to go ahead and claim all of Lover for Lily.
No, because I think Cornelia Street is absolutely about Carly, as well as, okay, this is controversial. I've always claimed Death by a Thousand Cuts for Swift Run Nation. I don't think so anymore. Well, when we do song analysis, I'll get into it. But I think Death by a Thousand Cuts, Cornelia Street, and Cruel Summer are all about Taylor. So in July 2018, you get lots of Taylor and Joe. And maybe that's because, well, Carly's coming. She shows up in August 2018, so maybe they're back on and they're trying to do some damage control by getting capped with Joe a lot. On July 10th, 2018, Taylor likes a quote on Tumblr that reads, "For what it's worth, it's never too late to be what you want to be. I hope you live a life you're proud of. And if you find that you're not, I hope you have the strength to start over," which is F. Scott Fitzgerald. So the person who wrote out this timeline said, could be for Lily or Carly. And for some reason, they're leaning Carly, I guess because it's about starting over. And if she's with Carly now, she's starting over with her. However, my Swiftgron crack brain does have to point out that Diana was putting F. Scott Fitzgerald quotes all over her fucking Tumblr at the time. And
my non-anything brain thinks that it could be not related to any relationship and could just be a quote that she likes.
Come on, you're a gayler. You know that anything Taylor does is a secret coded message for Tumblr gaylers to try and figure out which girlfriend she's talking about. No, right. I agree. I was going to say that too, that it could be for nobody. It could be for herself. But it's interesting. August 25th, 2018, you have Reputation in Nashville. Carly has her bachelorette party, or her like adjacent sort of bachelorette event, the same day. And Taylor tells the crowd that it's looking absolutely gorgeous. And then you have pictures of Kaylor together. And then the next day or a day or two later, Carly shows up with that giant ass hickey on her neck.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lily, I'm sorry, but I do think we have confirmed Kaylor rekindling for sure at that point. But then, October 18, 2018, Carly and Josh get married while Taylor's on a plane to Australia. In December, she writes The Man, and of course that has the line, "getting bitches and models" in it. Which, by the way, it doesn't say getting bitches and a model. It's four models.
Multiple models.
Tilly confirmed, do we think?
Tilly maybe confirmed, so. Absolutely.
Then January 2019, you have Taylor writing Afterglow, "It's nice to have a friend, and I forgot that you existed." In January 2019 to February 2019, Taylor is in London filming Cats. Diana's in London at this time, too. I just have to point out. I'm going to keep doing it. April 2019, Taylor writes Death by a Thousand Cuts. And June 10th, 2019, Lily pops back up on social media. June 2019, Taylor writes London Boy. And then on July 1st, you have the Masters heist. And then on September 3rd, 2019, Taylor covers I Can't Stop Loving You, which has the lyric, "So you're leaving in the morning on the early train," which is very similar to Cardigan's "Stepping on the Last Train, Mark Me Like a Bloodstain." And big shout out to Ada Strabella on Tumblr. Go give them a follow. I think they're also in the Discord. I'm sort of forgetting who everybody is right now, but their Tumblr URL, it's Ada Strabella, A-D-A-S-T-R-A-B-E-L-L-A. They put this timeline together and they did a great job and we're very thankful for that. Oh, one thing we're leaving out though that didn't make it to the timeline. No. Lily was in the very front at Club Meredith in Taylor's last Reputation show in November. So that's November 2018.
Hmm.
So people are thinking Tilly 2.0 maybe. Because that's after Carly and Josh have gotten married.
Right.
And then you have London Boy being written after that, which really, if it's not satire, then it's about Lily for sure. We'll kind of talk about that in a minute. But so we've gone over the timeline. I think there's some compelling evidence that they had some kind of connection. It's not home runs to me. You don't have Kissgate for like you have for Kaylor, or to me, Wonderland is the home run for Swiftgron. But that Thanksgiving, all the Thanksgiving stuff seems to have been a very intimate day for them. And that video of Taylor driving her around, there's just an energy to it.
Mm-hmm. And this is, I think, mostly too under the assumption that like Joe's not real. So, because otherwise, you know, if we're going to say Joe's not real, it's unrealistic for there to be no one after Carly. If things ended with Carly in 2016, and you're also like most gaylers are going to say that Joe is not a real relationship. So we have years where Taylor's just not in any kind of relationship. You. It doesn't really add up and seems like the most likely would be this Lily person, especially since a lot of their pictures together and stuff are very intimate. And she aligns with Joe so much.
She has blue eyes and the same sort of blondish hair that he's got. She is from the UK. She is from London. She is from Camden. She's talked about how much she loves pubs. And she's also, she did live in New York City for a long time. But, you know, she is a London girl. So I think the first, if we're talking about songs, the most obvious to me is London Boy, which I know everyone says satire, satire, satire. And I think in a way it is. I mean, it's very obviously just straight bait for Joe all the way. And I'm stealing, by the way, I've started saying straight bait because I listen to a podcast called Caps Lock Gaylor, which they're definitely friends of this pod. Go check them out. I think they're on Apple, Spotify, all the usual places. And you can follow them on Tumblr at Caps Lock Gaylor. But shout out to Caps Lock Gaylor, says straight bait. So that's why I've started saying that. But London Boy could 100% just be straight bait. But I think there's an element of truth to every song Taylor writes is based on some kind of personal something. So to me, people talk about Blank Space and say Blank Space is satire and London Boy is Blank Space 2.0. Sure, I vibe with that. That's fair. But people don't talk about how We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together is the same vibe. It's Taylor poking fun at herself, you know, but I think We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, it's partially sort of a goofy fun song, but I think it's about Diana too, a little bit. It just screams it.
Yeah, I can see that. There are certain lines in it, of course, like the indie record that's much cooler than mine that do scream Diana to me. And I mean, who's to say London Boy isn't, you know, at the same time, both, you know, poking fun at the fact that she's supposed to have this London Boy, but it's also her acknowledging the relationship that she's actually in. Like, it can be both.
Because she says, you know, I love a London Boy. Exactly. Exactly. So I just think the references, the dimples, Lily has a lot more definite dimples than Joe does. But, you know, it does seem like in 2017, early 2017, Taylor's hiding out with Lily, maybe hiding out with Lily in London. And if they have like a rekindling after Carly gets married and you get into Tilly 2.0, which I'm sorry, Taylor is that kind of messy gay to me. Like getting back with your exes, like getting back together a whole bunch of times. I mean, that's what We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together is about. Like, she's talking about an ex that she's gotten back with a whole bunch of times. Like, I do feel like I'm not 100% sold on this, but I do see the potential in Taylor to be a messy lesbian like that. Or a messy gay like that.
I do also think it's funny, like, in London Boy, I guess the rumors are true. Like, that line is so satire to me that I'm not really sure how people can think that it would apply to a real relationship with Joe. You know what I mean? Like, why would she be saying it like that? So I think that also kind of gives a little bit of legitimacy to it, that she's like, well, I guess the rumors are true. I love a London boy, but like, really, it's not the case. It's this girl.
So other songs that could be about Lily, Paper Rings, Caps Lock Gaylor talked about this on their podcast, and I would recommend you go listen to them. But the only thing I would point out is in Paper Rings is about how she's going to marry a poor person, which is supposed to be a Joe thing. But I think it's interesting. The one thing, one thing they did not point out on Caps Lock Gaylor is how many of Taylor's exes have gone and married ultra wealthy, 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 ultra, ultra 1% men. You have Diana marrying Winston. You have Carly marrying Josh, both of them worth, you know, close to $1 billion.
Right.
And she's singing about somebody who's poor. And of course, that's supposed to be Joe because Taylor's a lot richer than him. I get it. But Taylor is the master of hiding these meanings in. And maybe she's sort of calling out her ex-girlfriends and saying, I'm going to marry someone with paper rings because, you know, she hasn't gone off and married some rich guy.
Even on their own, I would, and I could be wrong, but I would even say on their own, like at the time when she was, you know, allegedly dating Diana and Carly, they both had more substantial careers than Joe. At least Diana for sure had her own like huge fan base from Glee and was on the most popular.
Remember back when Diana had a career?
Yeah, exactly. So she absolutely had her own money. And I mean, she wasn't as famous as Taylor, but it wasn't a serious mismatch the way it is with Joe.
And as I have been informed by people on Twitter, Carly was very successful and a pretty famous model. And I think probably definitely more famous than Lily. Actually, I know she's more famous than Lily because when I was making that fan cam or that edit that I made today, I was watching all the Victoria's Secret shows. And Carly in 2013 was like one of the top. I mean, she was like one of the top girls. Like they listed her name in the credits, like at the beginning. They were like, oh, I've got Carly. Like they're going around and they're like, Alessandra's good to go in five. And somebody's like, here's Carly. Here comes Carly. Like, Lily was not famous enough for that.
Right.
So, and I just think, you know, Carly was getting to be a household name, you know, not the same level of Taylor, you know, but Lily is I think she's quite successful, but she is not like Carly or Diana. Right. So I just think the money thing is interesting. And it's just another sort of parallel between Joe and Lily, you know, this sort of, not quite so famous, way more private, you know, not kind of at the top of their field like Carly was. And I would never say Diana was at the top of her field, but when she was on Glee, she was a household name, I think, is all.
Yeah, I mean, Glee was a really big show. People don't give it enough credit for that now in 2020, but at the time, it was one of the more popular shows on TV, and it had a huge fan base. It was a very intense, huge, huge fan base.
Exactly. So there's some other lines in Paper Rings where she's singing about, you know, then we get the paint, you know, we painted your brother's walls, and she's singing about blue, which could be Lily's blue eyes, and to the color that we painted your brother's wall. Lily does have a sister that, you know, is like her whole sibling, but I think she has half siblings too, and she has a brother. I'm pretty sure she has a half brother, and he's younger, so I think he would have been like 10 when they were in London together, so maybe they painted his wall together. Also, you have Taylor posting that paint night picture of them together for Lily's birthday. So painting together is something they did.
Or it even could be a sister and she just changed it so that it would fit Joe. I mean, that's also definitely a possibility.
Or, I mean, we can always go, because Joe has two brothers, not one. Carly has no brothers. I think Lily has two half brothers and a couple half siblings. Diana has one brother. So, paper rings for Diana Nation.
Oh my gosh.
And some other songs. It's nice to have a friend. I think it's interesting because the whole Kaler narrative is that they fell in love really fast. They U-hauled. And in general, I believe that. I just think I pushed the timeline back a little bit. I think Taylor really fell for her when they went out to Big Sur together.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that. I just don't think it happened in November, right when they met at the Victoria's Secret fashion show. But
yeah.
I don't think they were like friends for a long, long time before they got together. But with Lily, that would match perfectly. She's hanging out with Carly and Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, I always think if I have a friend is about a childhood relationship she had, or like, you know, in high school or something as she was younger, but it could be.
So you think it's more of a fanfic story?
Yeah, I mean, I think it could be someone that she knew in her childhood, or it could be fanfic, or it could be a combination of things from different angles. I don't know. There could be multiple meanings to it.
It seems like she's singing about three different relationships, actually. I'm looking at the lyrics. I've never really listened to this song.
Oh, it's one of her songs.
Oh, good. Well, you tell me who it's about then.
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought it's not about any of the people that are like tied to Taylor publicly like that. I think it is about growing. I mean, she's even said, I think, that it is like about a childhood best friend that you end up marrying. And so I always either think that it's something that maybe she's looking back and reflecting on a relationship she had in high school or even before high school, one of those people that you grow up with. And then she's like picturing what had happened if she'd married them. Or it could be just kind of a fan fiction story of something that she wishes could have happened.
Well, since we're talking, it's nice to have a friend. I do have to point out, Lost My Gloves, Give You One, Want to Hang Out, sounds like fun. That's just the plot of Carol, because Taylor's
true.
Fucking queer and she watches that movie. But it seems like the first verse is talking about like school bell rings, walk me home. She's talking about like a high school or like a childhood thing. And then light pink skies up on the roof, sun sinks down, no curfew, 20 questions, we tell the truth. That's like sort of more high school. And then the last verse, church bells ring, carry me home. That's sort of like, okay, we're older now and we're married. So yeah, I definitely see what you're saying, that she really is telling more of a story here.
Right.
But I think it's interesting that she was thinking about, I want to think about a relationship that was a friendship for a long time before it turned into something romantic.
I kind of see it as a parallel to Seven and to Mary's song. Like, it kind of fits in that whole trio. Yeah.
I vibe with that. But the whole friend thing is, and also like when we went from friends to this.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing about Paper Rings is, I hate accidents except from when we went to friends to this. And I mean, right. The way there seems to be a bit of overlap, you have the election happening, that you know the Kushner connection is causing problems for Taylor. Mm-hmm. And it might have just been an accident that Taylor's starting to, you know, hide out from the election and from the Kimye stuff. And they just accidentally fell for each other. So the song I think really is really interesting is Lover. And I am going to go ahead and claim Lover for Taylor Nation, even though Taylor did sing it to and for Diana at SNL. I think she wrote it about Lily. And then she gave it to Diana because Lily wasn't there. Okay. Diana was the only one who was there. So she's talking about, we could leave the Christmas lights up till January. Of course, the original lyric was supposed to be April, and Diana's birthday is in April. So Swift Grand Delulu Nation was trying to claim that April is about Diana, but I think January just works like sonically better, like the consonant, the amount of like syllables.
It does.
I will say she's singing about somebody she was with at Christmas, and we know Taylor was hiding out in London with whoever her new love was at Christmas 2016 and winter of 2017, like January 2017, and she's singing We Could Leave the Christmas Lights Up.
Right.
And the line, I'm highly suspicious that everyone who sees you wants you. Everybody applies that to Carly. And of course, any of Taylor's girlfriends, I feel like her alleged girlfriend.
I could apply to. Would that apply to Joe? I don't think so.
apply to
Joe. The thing is, like, I got to make it clear. By no means do I think Joe's ugly. I just don't think that these songs talking about how this person is so gorgeous and so beautiful and everyone wants them would apply to Joe when Taylor is not a regular everyday person. She's an A-plus list singer, as NT would say, who has been surrounded by very, very, very beautiful people for many years now. She's been famous for over a decade. She's been best friends with Diana Agron and Carly Kloss and
best friends.
Yeah, well, you know, in the whatever narrative you want to say. And surrounded by models and actresses and actors. Joe Alwyn is not someone who's so attractive that you're going to go home and write gorgeous and then say everyone who sees you wants you. Especially since he never had any girlfriends in the past. That's like a big thing.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, but talking about Lover, there's a dazzling haze, a mysterious way about you, dear. I'm just getting real Lily vibes from that. And it's emotional and I can't really explain it other than that. But, and then she says, have I known you 20 seconds or 20 years? Now, Swift Grands will say that's her sneaking 22 into the song, but, you know, I mean, I have to shout it out. It's there, but I don't really think it's related. But maybe she's referencing that they were friends for a while before they got together. And then, so that's like, have I known you 20 years? Okay, like, we've been friends for a while, but have I known you 20 seconds? I see you in a whole different way now.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, we could let our friends crash in the living room. This is our place. We make the call. You know, that doesn't sing to my soul very specifically about anything.
Yeah.
Although I will say for Kaler Nation, Carly did live with her publicly. So we know that. We don't know that Lily ever lived with Taylor. Although I think if Tilly's real, then they live together in London.
Lily is so private. It's like, we would never know if they live together or not. So.
Right. Now, the one line that really catches my eye is, I loved you 3 summers, now, honey, I want them all. And by catches my eye, I mean does not catch my eye for Tilly Nation. This doesn't sound like, that's not a Tilly line, because it seems like they got together end of 2016. You have the summer of 2017, they might have been together. But then I think Kaler is back by winter of 2018, like February 2018. And even if it's not, definitely by summer 2018, I think you've got Kaler back.
So when was this written?
Winter 2019.
Yeah. Wouldn't Carly have been more than just three summers?
I think the Kaler summers, so there's three summers all over the place. People have worked it out to make three summers about Joe. You can even make it about Diana.
If you really want to reach.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can. And I support it. Make it about everyone. Make it about me. Like, make it about everybody. That's what I'm here for. But I do not think you can work out three summers for Tilly. So you would have the summer of 2017, and then I think you've got Kaler back. Now, and then even if you get, let's even say Kaler was just a one-night standover fling, so let's give summer of 2018 to Tilly as well. The song Lover is being written in that coming winter. So you don't have a third summer. Now, I think the only way we can make it work is maybe Tilly started to get together earlier than we thought. And Taylor would, I think, have to just be blatantly cheating on Carly.
Right.
And I don't think she would do that.
Or it could just be thrown in there to sound like Joe.
Maybe the original lyric was, I love you too, Summers.
It could be.
Other songs that I think might be about Lily. Of course, Gorgeous mentions ocean blue eyes, but I do think Diana confirmed Gorgeous for Kaler.
Unless Diana didn't know and was just assuming it's about Carly.
Now, Afterglow is starting to make a lot more sense as a Kaler reunification song.
Yeah.
She says, I blew things out of proportion. Now you're blue. Put you in jail for something you didn't do. This song is definitely about Kaler getting back together. And she says, fighting with a true love is boxing with no gloves. Which you have Carly doing, you know, boxing with Taylor in the Bad Blood music video. Like, that's pretty loud to me. As loud as any real good clue gets, I feel like.
Right.
That's a good Easter egg. But she says, put you in jail for something you didn't do. I think she might be talking about the election.
Could be.
And that could have caused their first breakup. And, you know, I think Taylor might be reflecting back on Carly and, like, when they get back together. And that's what Afterglow is about.
Yeah, I can see that.
And she says, hey, it's all in my head. I'm the one who burned us down. Carly is like fire. So all this fire imagery always comes to mind about Carly. But Taylor saying, I burned us down this time, even though you're the fire, kind of is how it feels to me. But Afterglow makes a lot more sense if you frame it in the idea of a Kaler breakup and reunification.
Right.
But one more clue about Lover is in the lyric video, right before she says Lover for the first time in the song, she shows the Union Jack flag. And on that post where she said, I love you to Lily, she said the Union Jack flag is in that Instagram caption. Now, Folklore. What songs do we might think about be about Lily? A lot of people have been saying since Taylor and Carly got back together in August, and August is the Carly month, and her birthday's in August, that maybe August could be about the Kaler hookup that summer in August. And that could possibly mean that Betty and Cardigan are about Lily. I don't have a lot of evidence for that, you know, but just the August thing is very, it's interesting that it seems like Taylor got back together with Carly. I feel like we're going to have to sort of marinate on what songs might be about Lily. We're going to have to research and like dig more up on her. But I still think Taylor's single.
You mean right now?
Yeah, because Folklore's so sad.
I would agree with that. I mean, I think there is a chance to, like, I have to say it, that Joe's real, or that he could have, and I know a lot of people don't like this idea, but that he did start off as a beard or PR or whatever you want to call it, and then it did develop into something real. I think that's possible too. But I also think it's really, really strange for someone to release an album like Folklore while they're supposedly, allegedly in a happy four-year relationship where they're so in love that they seem like they could be married or on the way to having kids.
So I kind of agree with all of that. I am always open to the idea that Taylor fell for Joe in the midst of a PR relationship. Sean says that absolutely happens. I mean, usually it's not between two, like between a gay man and a lesbian, which some people think Taylor is a lesbian. Some people think Joe is a gay man. I don't know. And I don't really care.
Yeah.
About how they specifically identify. But I, you know, if Taylor is bisexual and Joe might just be, you know, who knows his sexuality, but if he's attracted to women in some degree, like they could have fallen for each other while, you know, after Tilly 2.0 or whatever, Kaylor 2.0 breaks up. Like if they became friends and they had to put up with each other for PR purposes, Sean says that absolutely people in promances fall for one another. Like it happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost, you could say the same thing as like, if they met and they were spending time together and they become friends, but then, you know, you can end up falling for a friend if it's the right circumstances. And maybe she wouldn't have at first because she was either with Carly or Lily or whoever, but then after that ended,
or
to say
she's back with Diana.
Shut up.
Look, I'm really irritated that she chose the color of the rose that came out of frozen ground to be red. You know, I fixate on
that. Ruby Rose.
Well, okay, somebody was saying, could it be Ruby Rose? And literally,
no.
Rubies are red, you guys. Ruby Rose is the red rose.
I refuse. I absolutely refuse to accept that narrative.
Would you unstand and stop being a Gaylor if it were Ruby Rose?
I wouldn't unstand, but I would be really disappointed.
Annoyed. You'd just be annoyed with
it. I would be like, are you actually kidding me right
Ruby's
now?
Ruby's just not your type, huh?
Well, I think she's kind of gross and embarrassing and cringy. And also, I mean, she did out Demi Lovato, which is really not cool.
Agree.
She also ruined Orange is the New Black this season 3, which I'll never forgive her for.
Really?
I know Taylor Schilling, who I love, did not really like her, didn't get along with her. She's just really kind of obnoxious.
She
kind of
ruined Pitch Perfect 3, too. Like, she's just all over
the place. Pitch Perfect 3?
Well, she's in it.
She just shows up and ruins everything. And that's just what I have to say about that. I mean, it's not like I loathe her or despise her or something, but I would be like, seriously, Taylor? Really?
So I guess what I'm saying is Tilly is real. Tilly endgame. Long live Tilly. But you can follow me at ClownerPod on Twitter. You can follow Kara at Klossgron on Twitter. Kara, do you want to drop your Tumblr? Some people are asking for it.
No. Okay. It's not a Gaylor
Tumblr. It's not a Gaylor Tumblr, guys. It's fine. And if you're loving this content, you can throw me a single dollar on Patreon, get access to bonus episodes. And we've had to unfortunately lock the Discord down for sort of security purposes. But if you do come through the Patreon, I have like an email for you. I have a tie-in to you. So I can get you access to the Discord through Patreon if you come through and subscribe there. And hopefully we'll be able to make that Discord public again when things calm down a little bit. But for now, we're playing it safe. But you can search Clownery in Wonderland on Patreon. And also the Patreon link is in my Twitter bio at ClowneryPod. Yeah, everybody stay safe in 2020 and Swift Ground get married in 2022. Let's manifest it.